Welcome back to Too Long Did Read It, everyone's favorite uncovering investigation. Here, let me take the drawer out, dump it over, look if there's a trapped compartment. Oh, there is. That's all of your secrets of Reddit.
What secret?
Yeah, what secrets? And also, that's like a to be continued from the one that you did. It aired a couple weeks ago that I'm currently editing. You started with the trap. Look under all the rugs for the trap door. So this.
Oh
is
no! I'm plagiarizing myself.
No! It's part two.
It's part two. Like you were just saying, look under the rugs. Look all under all the rugs, and now this is the next part.
Yeah.
We found the trap door.
The secret compartment was in the drawer.
Yeah. It wasn't under the rug.
No, it wasn't.
Next week, we're going to find out what's in the drawer. What's in the drawer? All my references are extremely current.
Okay, well, let's just freaking dive in, baby. With one that is shared to just subreddit stories. Mm. And this has, it's only been up for 11 days, and it's already been labeled a platinum story.
Ooh, holy shit.
And it's entitled, Lost My Job Because I Clogged the Toilet During Interview.
Yeah. Yeah.
OP writes, I found an excellent job opportunity at this really nice office. Everything was going very smoothly. I had pretty much gotten the job at a previous interview, and I was just in to fill out onboarding paperwork.
Oh, no.
I was stoked because the onboarding questions were about accommodations I'd like at this job. Like, what kind of snack should we keep on hand for you? What kind of caffeinated beverages do you like? Wow. Oh my God, what a dream.
Yeah.
All was going well, but I was offered coffee earlier and of course accepted it because I love free stuff. This coffee was so good and I drank it down really fast. So of course, coffee did what coffee does. And before I knew it, I had to use their bathroom. It was a really nice bathroom with poo-pourri and everything. I really was able to relax and let it all out. There was a whole lot of excess in my system that morning. I had been drinking a lot and eating party food all day before because it was the weekend. It took a lot of toilet paper for me to get my ass clean too. Well, anyways, I washed my hands and admired how nice the bathroom was before I left. Then I went back to finish my paperwork. Anyone noticing any missing steps here? I forgot to flush my dookie.
Oh, no.
I've never heard the term dookie before. Have either
really?
Of you?
Really? The Green Day album.
Oh, so it's known as, that means poopy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Learned something new. I was sitting on my computer filling out the rest of the paperwork when a female worker went into the bathroom. It's unisex. And I heard her exclaim, ah, what the... from the bathroom. I immediately realized I was the last one in there. I looked at the door as I heard the sound of a flush from the toilet as she tried to get rid of it so that she could go. But I didn't hear the bowl clear. I only heard the bowl fill up with water. She was not happy. I watched her leave the bathroom and go whisper something in the ear of the guy in charge of the office. They had to figure out how to unclog it. There wasn't a plunger in there, so they went looking for one. When he went to take a look at the bathroom, the water was at the brim of the bowl, a yellowish-brown soup, cold and... this is so gross! Cold and filled with globs of brown-streaked TP. I had to get through that. Gross.
Wow. Okay.
I was the only new person in the building, so of course everyone knew it was me. That feels confusing to me, but we'll talk about that. I tried to just pretend like I was on my computer the whole time, and they didn't yell or anything. They just dealt with it. A lot of toilet water got on the bathroom floor, and they didn't have a janitor in until that evening. I finished my paperwork, but they were really upset about the toilet, and the boss was not as friendly afterwards. I finished my paperwork, but I never heard back from them, even after I tried to follow up.
Wow.
This person did not take responsibility for their actions, and I think the employers saw this as, like, future, like, if they messed up with something, and then they didn't, you know, try to fix it or correct it or take responsibility for it, then they wouldn't be a good hire down the line.
I'm so glad you said that because I was sort of feeling like they were being too harsh and like clearly this person just got really embarrassed and maybe they had tried to flush it, but it wasn't working and they were too embarrassed to tell anybody. And it was like, are you going to lose a job over that? But the way that you framed it, it kind of makes a little more sense.
Yeah, I think this is disgusting. And I think that they should have had a plunger in the bathroom. That seems reckless to me. But why would you not keep the plunger close to the bathroom when you work in a workspace? Because you never know what's going to happen in there. But it's everything about this is disgusting.
I don't understand. Look, I know commercial real estate is pretty expensive, but I don't think you should have an office with one singular unisex bathroom. That's, you're asking for it at that point. You got to have multiple bathrooms. You can't be, and you can hear the flush. It's visible. It's audible to the office. That's a fucking nightmare. I wouldn't work there. You're telling me there's only one bathroom. It's unisex. There's one toilet. And there's no plunger, and everyone in the office can hear when you flush? No. I'm out.
It was nice, though. There was poopery. They asked if you wanted snacks and stuff. They were accommodating. They were, like, you know, overcompensating for having that one bathroom.
No.
They should just put a really loud fan in that bathroom.
Soundproof it.
Absolutely. What's going on.
Yeah.
One day, my dad and I got sucked into watching like 30 minutes of poopery commercials on YouTube.
Why?
It was They're just incredible. Really good. It was just
they had great advertising.
Yeah, it was like really funny, and we just got sucked in. We did it then. Didn't we buy it? I don't know. It's like one of those things where I feel like often the funniest commercials that stick with you, you don't even remember what they were for. You just like know that the commercial was funny. I feel terrible about this. I feel like maybe the punishment does not fit the crime, but I seem to be in the minority here.
Well, no, I'm blaming the office. I'm not blaming this man. But what would have happened if he had flushed, realized that it was clogged himself?
Right.
And then what do you do?
Exactly. Then you go ask for a plunger. But I feel like the OP would have just went back to doing their paperwork.
In no world would I be brave enough to ask for a plunger.
And then at that point, it's overflowing. Like,
right.
I would leave. I think I'd just leave the whole.
And then I still have no job anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you could say, hey, can I have a plunger? They bring you the plunger. Then you close the door and you go, it's not a big deal. I'll handle it. Just everyone get back to work. I just have to do this onboarding stuff. I'll get, you know, let me handle this. And then I'll, you know, just make it be like, this is my responsibility.
Yeah. And if they did that, they'd still have a job.
Right.
Well, if you can fix it, obviously it's not fixable.
I mean, but I think if he would have put in the OP would have put in effort to fix it, then they would have, like, it's the fact that they put in no effort and just left it there. And then we're just filling out their paperwork.
Right.
Yeah.
Go on your phone, look up how to fix a toilet, Google, like, you get a YouTube video. There's no excuse.
All right, fair enough. I will say there's a very funny comment here that says, my former coworker used to forget to flush every morning, laughing my ass off. My boss came one day and threw up.
And then that just makes everything worse. Because, like, where are you throwing up? You're looking at it while you're throwing up. Ugh,
they do not pay janitors enough. I would say, you know what I would do if I was this guy and I knew the janitor was coming that night? I would, like, leave, like, I would be like, where can I leave a tip for the janitor? I'd be like, can I give $100 in an envelope to the janitor? Can I Venmo the janitor?
It's also a reminder that if you're having a big poop, you need to be flushing as you're going.
Yes.
Especially if you don't know the strength of the toilet you're on.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Yes.
You can't take that kind of risk.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you all about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or use their voice-to-text feature. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Right before I found out about this project, my mom made an offhand comment about wanting to write a memoir because she had such a wild childhood and there are all these things she's never really talked to us about. But asking someone to sit down and write a memoir is kind of daunting. So then I got her mylifeinabook.com, and now she's getting prompts to answer on a weekly basis, and it's a lot easier than just undertaking an entire memoir. I'm so excited to see what my mom does with mylifeinabook.com because she's someone who doesn't always feel comfortable just sharing about herself, but having these prompts and knowing that I really want to hear her answers is going to inspire her to probably share more with me about her life and her upbringing than I've ever been shared with before. So I'm so excited for that. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code JUSTBETWEENUS at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code JUSTBETWEENUS for 10% off today.
Has dealing with stress and trying to get more focused a New Year's resolution you haven't cracked yet or don't really know how to fix? I have a lot of trouble staying focused, and I also get super stressed out, and I think that not being able to stay focused really dovetails with that. So if there was a way for me to keep my focus that didn't also cause my brain to get so scattered with stress, I would love to be able to fix it. I sometimes can't focus on the task at hand because I'm so busy realizing that there are things I need to do on the Just Between Us Instagram account. So I'll be like fully writing something and all of a sudden my brain will go, JBU Instagram, have to post on social media. Truvaga is a handheld product that stimulates the vagus nerve to improve overall health and wellness. Stimulating the vagus nerve with Truvaga helps to balance and strengthen the nervous system, which reduces stress, increases focus, improves mood, and improves sleep. Truvaga is owned by ElectroCore and uses its patented technology for overall health and wellness benefits. Its utilized technology is the most clinically studied and tested vagus nerve therapy available. Customizable sessions are only 2 minutes long. Recommended usage is one session in the morning and one at night. Truvaga comes programmed with 350 sessions, which, if used twice a day, will last approximately 6 months. It's drug-free and easy-to-use therapy to help improve your health. No app or phone is required. We offer free standard shipping, payment plan options, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's only available in the U.S. at this time. Visit Truvaga.com, TRUVAGA.com, and enter promo code JUSTBETWEENUS to enhance your wellness journey, support this podcast, and receive $15 off. That's TRUVAGA.com. Check out promo code JUSTBETWEENUS.
Hi, everyone. Allison here. Anyone who knows me well knows that I love to read. I am always looking for new books, and that is why I am so excited that this episode is sponsored by Book of the Month. Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and to promote the work of emerging authors. It was so fun for me to get to pick which book I wanted to read this month and have it shipped right to my door. Book of the Month makes it easy to decide which book to read next. Each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles. They pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All the books are good, so you can't go wrong. Every aspect of the Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. They have a highly anticipated release at the beginning of each month. Books are delivered in this really adorable bright blue box, and there's a fun app to help you pick your book and track your reading process. They also offer great values on new release hardcover fiction. It's much cheaper than other options. Shipping is always free, and with a loyalty program, you get rewards and even lower prices the longer you stay as a member. My first book from Book of the Month was The Husbands by Holly Gramazio. I am tearing through this book. It is so fun. It's basically about this woman who one day comes home and there's a husband in her apartment, and she's like, "Where did you come from?" And then she figures out that every time her new husband goes into the attic, a new husband comes out, and she's like shuffling through all these different husbands from the attic trying to figure out which one is the best. It is right up my alley, and I love it so much. So if you want to take part in Book of the Month and have a brand new book shipped right to your door every single month, go to bookofthemonth.com and get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That's $5 off with code PETALS. I cannot recommend this enough. I don't think that we've ever been to this subreddit before. Parallel Universe? Hold on to your spooky pants, because here we go. Okay, so there's going to be an update to this one, but I'll start with the original post. Still in shock with this one. Today, a Thursday, my teenager and I were going to a wedding. Unusual day, so it stands out, at least for me. The RSVP was sent months ago. The invite has been on the fridge. The plan was to get ready once my teen got home from the half day at school and off we would go. The bride and I are coworkers and have been talking about the upcoming date on a regular near daily basis the last month. So when she was not logged in for work this morning, I was all smiles thinking about her getting ready and how excited she and her fiancé were. Kiddo gets home, we grab the invite with the date and put in the address in for the venue into my phone map. And damn, there's a massive traffic blockage and no way around. We are going to be late, but we will still be there, ready to go. As we're about to head out, my office messenger pings on my phone. Is it the bride? She is telling me how she just got done at a job site location, had worked through lunch, and is calling it a day. She has loads to tell me, but will catch me up in the AM.
What?
What the hell? We reach for the physical invite that is now on the table. The date has now changed. It is now on a more normal weekend day, a subject the bride and I had talked about many times on why they had chosen Thursday ultimately, and why I had taken half a day off to be there, which looking in my time requests in the HR portal, that time off is no longer listed either, so I got it back at least. My teen is just as wide-eyed. They'd read the date out loud when it first came in, read it again when they put it on their calendar reminders, saw it on the paper invite reading me the address for the venue. This date was populated in our shared work calendar this morning, for crying out loud. The wedding was 100% today at 3, until there was a massive wreck blocking traffic, until the bride sent that message. I am shook.
Okay, now what's the update? I'm on the edge of my seat, Allison. I simply cannot wait.
Okay, I'll tell you. Update. Next day, so Friday after work. Talking to the bride first thing probably came at her a bit strong due to the anxiety. Didn't realize how much posting the experience here would generate that in me, but here we are. She was confused. The conversations we had in the past about how aggravating her stepmother was being about the wedding falling on a weekday due to the date, she doesn't remember them. Still is not a fan of her stepmother, but not over this. I asked her about the special day being February 15th. This was what kept me up last night. She was quiet at first. It took a little while for her to respond. It's very much like she has no memory of telling me about why the date is so special in both her family and her fiancé's. Let me explain more. Both of them have beloved family members with long-lasting marriages that happen to share the same date. They, being young and in love, just thought that was a sign with romance and all those couple type things who are determined to make everything as perfect as the stars can align them to be, Ken. And then she got into stubborn mode with her stepmom over it. There was drama. Multiple times there were discussions as her dad was helping to pay for the event and the stepmother had a voice that wanted to be heard. A lot. Because of this woman, I in turn heard all about it. Her fiancé was at her side and her back. They faced down the discussions. They didn't care what the step monster said. They were going to get married on a Thursday because that date was important. And now none of this ever happened? No chat logs on our messenger. I looked. Just stuff about what caterer she went with and things like that. All of that silly drama is gone. And well, now today, she doesn't even seem to remember telling me about these matching wedding anniversaries. After a bit of chit-chat, she brushed it off as she must have told me about the matching dates at some point. How else could I know? From her perspective, her wedding has always been set for this future weekend date. If it were not for my teen, I would have convinced myself that I was just hallucinating the whole freaky thing as an intense dream by now and moved on. Let me repeat that I rarely drink. I do not partake. Raising a teenager is plenty of excitement and distraction at this point in my life. Teen reports nothing really changed at school that they could tell. A few have asked how no other coworkers were alerted. We work remotely. This is why the work messenger is on my phone as well as laptop for the times I am the one on job sites. For those of you kind enough to ask me to check for gas leaks and my carbon monoxide detector batteries, appreciate the concern. All three detectors are fine. We live in a temperate climate. My windows, both yesterday and today, are wide open for fresh air. Not terribly concerned about that factor.
I don't like this. Makes me uncomfortable.
I think this is just like a full-on glitch in the Matrix.
Do you think the car accident had something to do with it?
Oh, like it caused like a sliding doors type thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this is the multiverse and the car accident caused this lady to be in the wrong multiverse along with her teen.
Or the OP is a secret stalker and knew like information about them because they stalked them somewhere in some information and they knew this personal private information. And maybe the date was originally that day, but it had changed and the OP didn't correct it in their brain.
I don't know.
Maybe they knew about the anniversary. And so they thought mm-hmm. that was the date.
Yeah.
Okay.
But how did the teen think it was the same date too then?
Right. Maybe that was just like they had been talking about it being the date, but they didn't actually like see it being that date. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you can just convince yourself that something was something if you talk about it enough and then that it was never that actual thing.
Yeah, like we create a false memory.
Maybe the wreck was you and your daughter and somehow you changed everything to circumvent that occurrence.
That's what someone wrote in the comments. But the wreck had already happened by the time that they went to go look. I don't know.
I don't know.
Spooky, spooky. I mean, either this is like so simple and that like she just had the date wrong and she told the kid the wrong date and the kid had a false memory of looking at the date but really just heard it.
Yep.
Or we have uncovered something incredibly supernatural.
It's the fact that the OP knew that that date was special. Like, it had to come up in conversation at some point.
Yeah. How would you recover if this had happened to you?
I feel like I'm so scattered that I would literally just be like, I got it wrong. Like, I would believe that I was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think me too. It's fascinating stuff. I mean, even that they had, like, requested the time off of work, but then when they looked, the time wasn't requested. That's spooky.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I will say lately I've been having a hard time differentiating dreams from reality. So again,
yeah,
like
you've
Melissa
talked
was
about
saying,
that a few times.
It could just be that she had elaborate dreams about all of this.
Yeah.
Do you ever dream about something and then you think that it's a sign that maybe you should Google it or that maybe you should like think about it?
Yeah.
No, because all my dreams are upsetting.
Yeah, you're always mad or yelling at people.
And John has always left me.
Yeah.
What?
Last night, my dad died in my dream. Yeah, I don't want it to mean anything.
Last night, I got booked as an actor on General Hospital on a contract role.
What?
I had a dream that a couple friends of mine from high school were getting divorced. And that the reason that she was getting divorced, the person said it had something to do with B-A-D-O-N. And I was like supposed to know what that was.
Huh.
And then I Googled it, and it's the name of a very important battle to King Arthur. So what does it mean? What does it mean?
I don't think much.
And then I'm like, I have to go there. And then I go there, I find a letter addressed to me. You know what I mean? Like, what kind of stuff?
Or you go there in a dream.
How long would it take you for someone to like convince you that like you were the one that had to complete a mission to save the world?
Immediately.
You believe it immediately?
Yeah, immediately.
I'd believe it pretty quick.
I wouldn't. You ask so many questions, Allison. How are you going to, like, you would just immediately be like, yeah, without asking like 20 million questions?
I guess I'd ask a bunch of questions, but I think I would be really excited.
Okay. I don't think you could convince me.
What if they could do pure magic?
If they could do pure magic and also give me a few briefcases of $100 bills, then I'd at least try.
Yeah, you would give it a go.
Yeah.
Has dealing with stress and trying to get more focused a New Year's resolution you haven't cracked yet or don't really know how to fix? I have a lot of trouble staying focused and I also get super stressed out, and I think the not being able to stay focused really dovetails with that. So if there was a way for me to keep my focus that didn't also cause my brain to get so scattered with stress, I would love to be able to fix it. I sometimes can't focus on the task at hand because I'm so busy realizing that there are things I need to do on the Just Between Us Instagram account. So I'll be like fully writing something and all of a sudden my brain will go, JBU Instagram, have to post on social media. Truvaga is a handheld product that stimulates the vagus nerve to improve overall health and wellness. Stimulating the vagus nerve with Truvaga helps to balance and strengthen the nervous system, which reduces stress, increases focus, improves mood, and improves sleep. Truvaga is owned by ElectroCore and uses its patented technology for overall health and wellness benefits. Its utilized technology is the most clinically studied and tested vagus nerve therapy available. Customizable sessions are only 2 minutes long. Recommended usage is one session in the morning and one at night. Truvaga comes programmed with 350 sessions, which, if used twice a day, will last approximately 6 months. It's drug-free and easy-to-use therapy to help improve your health. No app or phone is required. We offer free standard shipping, payment plan options, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's only available in the U.S. at this time. Visit Truvaga.com, TRUVAGA.com, and enter promo code JUSTBETWEENUS to enhance your wellness journey, support this podcast, and receive $15 off. That's TRUVAGA.com. Check out promo code JUSTBETWEENUS.
So we have another new subreddit, which is ChatGPT, baby.
Oh, God.
Ooh. And who would like to volunteer to read this exchange with me?
I will.
Would you like to be ChatGPT or OP?
ChatGPT.
Perfect.
You know what she wants to be.
Right.
And so this is entitled, Turned ChatGPT into the Ultimate Bro.
Uh-oh.
This is the exchange. What's the capital of France?
Paris.
Thanks, bro.
You're welcome. Feel free to ask me if you have any other questions.
Rephrase that, but in a bro way.
No problem, bro. Hit me up if you need anything else.
Make it more bro-y.
Yo, bro. Ain't no thing. Let me know if you need anything else, dude.
That's not a bro. That's hip-hop language.
Well, we'll discuss. Make it max super bro-y.
Sup, bro? You good? Ain't no sweet, my dude. Just give me a holler if you need anything else, all right?
You can do better than that.
I'm so glad Melissa took this.
Hey, Broseph Stalin. What's cracking? Don't even trip, you dig. Just holler at me if you need any more intel, my hombre.
Why did he turn into a black man from the 70s?
But is it? But I don't
like current language.
I wouldn't even say it's a black man. I would say it's a combination of a white man, a black man, and also a Mexican man.
Yeah, and a
Broseph Stalin. That is not a black man. What's cracking? Right, perhaps a black man. And then just holler at me if you need anything, any more intel, my hombre.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But it's not a pulling. Bro. It's not giving like. Like a Chad. It's not giving like
no.
Guy in chubbies.
How would you do your Max Broseph then? What would you say?
I feel like I would insert more of like a surfer. Like I would put more surfer dot. Well, that's not true. God.
That's not bro though.
Right? It's hard. That's why the robot was struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man.
It had to pull from multiple cultures to get there.
Multiple lingos, multiple time periods, reference points. Yeah, I mean, it's hard, right? It's like, sup, brah, gonna, like, give me a ring. I don't know. I don't know how to do it either.
Right.
How many writers does it take to
get? Bro, these females. Well, no, then they're just an incel.
No, right.
What's that term?
It's a fine.
What's that term when you watch your wife have sex with another man?
Cuck.
Cuck.
Yeah, I feel like there'd be a lot of cuck, right? It would be like, hey, cuck. I like, all
don't
right,
be such a
go get
cucked.
Like, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. We're the worst. Hey, you stupid. But, hey, you stupid cuck. Go smash
no,
a beer.
Say stupid.
Hey, broski. Hey, broski. Don't be such a cuck.
Broski's good.
Go smash a beer at the frat house.
No. Now you sound like a 50-year-old man trying to be like.
How do you do, my fellow kids?
Exactly.
How do you do, my fellow kids? What's that from?
It's from 30 Rock.
Mm-hmm. It's very funny. Yeah, I guess like it's the, one of those things where we start off being like, wow, this AI is like not good at its job. But then maybe it was just an impossible task.
But there are people that go through and are fixing it to make it smarter. So they've got somebody on there. Like if you say, no, this doesn't work, then whoever gets it flagged up that's working for them will fix it to make it better. So it'll eventually get there.
I guess. But it seems like an unsolvable problem
for us. But if we had a chat on there doing it, they could. If you had chat GPT, get it.
Barely.
Okay. Hey, bro, my fantasy football team is crushing it. That's nice.
That's like too simple.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I think it's time now for Reddit or not. I have no idea whose turn it is. Per usual.
It's Gabe's turn.
Nice.
Oh, no. Well, I just keep thinking about creepy stuff because of the parallel universe thing.
Well, that's okay.
And because, like, I guess, like, what? Well, it's, you know, they call Mandela effects mass hallucinations. I'm talking, but, like, maybe there's something that's, like, a mass hallucination that's, like, happened in real time. Like, is there ever a thing where people all saw the same thing, but it wasn't real? Do you know what I mean?
Well, everyone saw Alicia Keys sing off note, and then they changed it out in the video later.
That is very true.
Wait, what?
At the Super Bowl.
Alicia Keys is, I couldn't tell because I don't understand
it was
music.
Awful.
But her first notes were like not on tune or whatever, and everyone noticed. But then when you go back and you watch the performance again, like online, they swapped it out for better vocals.
Yep.
If you DVR'd it, then you'd have
truth. Yeah, that's how you
But
have
who's
the truth.
Really DVRing stuff anymore?
Me.
What?
Every single day, I DVR Jeopardy every day.
You have DVR?
Yeah, I have cable.
With a DVR box?
Yes.
Wow.
And to watch Jeopardy.
Like, if you have Hulu Live TV and you record something, like, for example, when I used to have Hulu Live TV, I would record General Hospital, like, it would be recording, but then when it swapped, because at 5 o'clock it goes on Hulu anyway, but ad free. So like at 5 o'clock it would swap out to the new one and it wouldn't be the DVR version anymore. So it doesn't like swap out an ad free version later.
Yeah.
Gabe is on like pure cable.
No, I'm on cable.
But they still have on demand though. That's what I'm
yeah,
like,
but, oh yeah. Why don't you just watch Jeopardy on demand?
I don't know. Because that's not how I do it. Been DVRing Jeopardy for like 10 years. What do you mean?
The reason I would record it because like it doesn't swap out to the 5 o'clock where they do like the what would essentially be the on-demand version. It wouldn't happen till 5 o'clock. So if I wanted to watch earlier in the day, then I would have to watch the recorded version.
I'm saying, do you think that they'll get rid of all the ones that had her singing off key? They'll go around and get rid
probably.
Of them all and then replace them so that everyone, like people in the future, will say, do you remember when Alicia Keys sang off key at the Super Bowl and other people will be like, no, that didn't happen. And then there's one guy who remembers and he's like trying to track down the real copy. Reality's not real. Deep fakes. We're never going to be able to prove anything anymore. Parallel universe
I know.
Is just going to be real.
Yeah. Deep fakes freak me out.
Me too.
I don't like it at all. So,
what was your one?
Mass hallucination.
So I found, this is in No Stupid Questions, are mass hallucinations a real thing? If so, how do they work?
Ah.
And then someone said, but there's not that many people responding to this, so.
Nobody knows. People don't know.
Nobody knows, but someone who, they only have 4 upvotes, so. They aren't really fake, but they're not a traditional hallucination. There isn't an easy way to explain this concept. In college, I took a class called The Rhetoric of Public Memory, which looked at examples and social phenomena that help shape the way communities collectively remember events.
Love it. So interesting.
When you're talking about a large group of people who share the experience and values pushed upon them by society, it's entirely possible for some people to collectively misremember something. The same thing could be said with filling in the gaps. If you aren't sure what's happening, your brain tries to rationalize it.
Yeah.
If you've been shaped by shared cultural experiences as those around you, both of your brains are prone to be filling in the gaps the same way. Nowadays, media plays a big part in this. If you see a light in the sky, many people will have their mind jump to UFO. As soon as someone then mentioned something like the light was spinning, everyone else might start to falsely remember that the light was spinning, even if it wasn't, and that wasn't what they saw. So this discussion also leads into mass hysteria, but there's many other sociological causes for that.
Okay, that's fascinating. If you're watching the video, I yawned, but it had nothing to do with what was going on. But Melissa's reading was deeply interesting to me. I would love to take a class like that.
Yeah, what a cool class.
This is so fascinating. The human mind and memory is so interesting to me. So I really love that. And you know what? Guess where we read that? On Reddit. And guess what people say is a waste of time? Reddit. But guess what? It's not a waste of time.
Correct. I just think that people see the main page of Reddit and there's some things that are just off on that main page. But once you get into things that you're actually interested in and then can make your timeline look the way you want it to look, you know, it may be, you know, your own little personal thing that's catered to you and could be bad if you are a bad person. But if you're just out here looking for information and you're not a bad person, then it's a good place.
This is why it's so bananas we ever allow witness statements in trials.
Agreed.
But that's my rant for another day and one I've made many times.
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us. We will be back on Wednesday with a full episode of Just Between Us that you can get ad-free on Patreon at patreon.com/justbetweenus or listen to a shortened version of it for free on any of your podcast apps.
Whoa, baby.
Whoa, 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 baby.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
There's also a live stream.
There's all sorts of tiers. There's all sorts of goodies that you can be getting over on that Patreon. So please check it out. And goodbye, tatalatoot.
Tatalatoot.
Just Between Us is a Gallison production, hosted by me, Allison Raskin.
And me, Gabe Dunn.
Produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond Imprint Productions.
Edited by Coco Lorenz.
And production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.
Brendan Burns composed our killer theme music.
Join our Patreon to watch full episodes and listen ad-free. The link is in the description.
And make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Discord, and Reddit.